States Treasury Department's list of specially designated global terrorists since 2004. He has been suspected of raising money for Al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups. His call was a marked contrast to the message of the rebellions that brought down the leaders of Tunisia and Egypt, and now threatens the rulers of Libya, Bahrain, and Oman, where uprisings have been seen as secular and inspired by democratic goals. In Fresno, California, Roman Sarkisian easily passes for your average Fresno police officer. He has a crew cut, tight-set jaw, and just the facts demeanor. But Mr. Sarkisian is not a police officer. He carries no gun and no taser. He's a police volunteer, and he's part of an experiment undertaken by departments across the country to enlist trained amateurs to perform a broad and sometimes dangerous array of investigative duties. They include collecting evidence and interviewing witnesses, searching for missing persons, and looking into long, moldering cases. Hamstrung by shrinking budgets, the police call such volunteers indispensable in dealing with low-level offenses, and they say they allow sworn officers to focus on more pressing crimes and more violent criminals. But the use of volunteers in investigations raises legal and liability questions. Legal experts suggest the practice could provide an opening for defense attorneys to suppress evidence and attack witness testimony. Also on the front page is part three of Ian Urbina's series on the hazards of drilling for natural gas. He writes that 10 years ago, drilling for natural gas started to climb sharply. It was then that energy companies faced mounting criticism over an extraction process that involves pumping millions of gallons of water into the ground for each well. That process can leave significant amounts of hazardous contaminants in the water that comes back to the surface. So, in a move hailed by industry as a major turning point, drilling companies started reusing and recycling the wastewater, but the win-win comes with significant asterisks. In Pennsylvania, for example, natural gas companies recycled less than half of the wastewater they produced during the 18 months that ended in December. Nor has recycling eliminated environmental and health risks. Some methods can leave behind salts or sludge that is highly concentrated with radioactive material and other contaminants that can be dangerous to people and aquatic life if they get into waterways. From Washington, Eric Lushbaugh writes that for years, an elite band of Washington lobbyists have helped Middle Eastern nations navigate diplomatic waters on delicate issues like arms deals, terrorism, oil, and trade restrictions. But now the Washington lobbyists for Arab nations find themselves in a precarious spot as they try to stay a step ahead of the fast-changing events without being seen as aiding despots and dictators. In Libya, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Yemen, Egypt, and other countries in the region, leaders have relied increasingly on Washington's top lobbyists and lawyers, paying them tens of millions of dollars. Some consultants are talking toward a more progressive stance in light of pro-democracy protests, while others are dropping their clients altogether because of the tumult. Christian Dior, a symbol of French elegance and establishment taste, dismissed its star designer John Galliano on Tuesday after a video surfaced over the weekend that showed him making anti-Semitic remarks during an apparently drunken rant in a Paris bar. The future of Mr. Galliano as a fashion designer may well be over, but Dior most likely acted quickly and decisively enough to limit any long-term damage to the Dior name. And there is no doubt in the industry that Dior, one of the most recognizable and influential brands in the fashion business, will be able to attract a big-name designer as a successor to Mr. Galliano. And finally, 22 years ago, the National Football League Players Association became the first and only major United States sports labor union to effectively dissolve itself. In the process, individual players sued the league and won a momentous victory, the right to free agency that they still enjoy today. The union's collective bargaining agreement with NFL owners is set to expire at midnight Friday, and little progress has been reported in 8 days of negotiations, despite the assistance of a federal mediator. Now, instead of remaking the system the way they did in the late 1980s and early 1990s, players hope to use decertification to block owners from locking out players in a dispute over how to divide the $9 billion in annual revenue the NFL generates. Union leaders say they would decertify simply as a way to get players back on the field and to prevent a work stoppage. which threatens the 2011 regular season. And that's great.